If you love all things gardening, why not join us at our Spring Fair from the 3rd to the 5th of May at Bewley in Hampshire? You'll find everything you need to kickstart the season. Find out more at bbcgardenersworldfair.com. See you there!
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It takes a lot of hard work to make it look easy. This Mother's Day, Duluth Trading Co. can help you give her something that keeps up. Whether you prefer to shop online or in-store, Duluth has a motherload of gear, goods, and gifts to keep her comfortable and capable, no matter what needs doing. With Duluth's problem-solving details and legendary durability to boot, you'll finally be mom's favorite again. Check out DuluthTrading.com for all your Mother's Day gifting needs.
Hello and welcome to the BBC Gardeners World magazine podcast, brought to you by the team here at the magazine. Join us as we chat all things gardening with the nation's favourite experts.
Comedian Joe Lycett lets us into his home and garden in a hilarious Christmas special. He talks to Miranda about his recent gardening successes and the disasters. Plus, join Joe as he takes our light-hearted Christmas gardening quiz.
So, thank you very much, Joe, for being our Christmas treat.
Thank you for having me back. Thrilled to be here at Christmas. I'm not going to be edifying in any way about Christmas gardening.
No, not at all. But no,
nothing grows this time of year anyway.
Oh, it does. Oh, there are flowers.
There's nothing
outside.
Going on out there. Everything's, it's an absolute war zone out there. There's nothing there.
So you don't do a Boxing Day walk?
I do a Boxing
Day. Oh, see.
Well, yeah, I walk, not specifically Boxing Day, but I do walk.
Where do you go then on Christmas walk when you get outside?
Well, there's lots of lovely parks around here. So when it snows, you get lovely sort of competitions of people doing snowmen in various parks. So I like to go and do like a little tour of the snowmen. Yeah, we're very fortunate around here that there's Highbury Park, which is just over the way, is gorgeous, and there's so many little elements to it. There's like a little sort of Japanese-style garden, and then there's a big kind of swampy bit that irises grow in the spring. And yes, so that's my place to go all year round, but at Christmas particularly it's lovely.
And you're mentioning the location. It's so lovely to be here in Joe Lycett HQ.
Yeah, let's call it that. My house.
Your house.
Yeah, HQ, yeah.
Which is in Birmingham.
So in Birmingham. And I was asked about this in an interview this year about where I go to kind of write or where to, and one of the things that Birmingham isn't as well known for, people in Birmingham know it well for it, but outside, is how green it is. We have so much green space and lots around this particular area. So yeah, Birmingham is a lot more gardeny than people realise.
Well, you'll know why us, podcast team and myself, why we come to Birmingham.
For the flowers?
From Lenny Henry? World Live.
Gardeners
NEC,
World Live,
right?
Yes. Lenny Henry was my suggestion. I just thought you're all huge fans of Lenny. He doesn't live here anymore. He's
might
cleared
come
off.
Come to the Gardeners World Live at the NEC. You don't know that he doesn't?
No, I don't know that. Yeah. I'm not across his entire diary, believe it or not.
But it is lovely to come up, and it's lovely to see more than inside the NEC. It's lovely to come and see,
well,
as you say, this lovely green bits.
Other than when Gardeners World Live is on, there's not a lot of green space in the NEC.
No.
There's a lot of buddleia outside it.
Yes.
And on the train tracks that run alongside it as well. But I'm not sure there's much else going on.
So you're not fond of gardening at Christmas.
No.
This is your downtime, right?
Can I just have a recognition that I knew what a buddleia is? I think that's pro. I had a lot of buddleias in my garden and got rid of the lot because I just think they're common, for want of a better word.
Are you becoming a gardening snob, Joe?
No, I always was. I think if you've got buddleia in your garden, and I'm sorry I'm going to offend maybe 90% of your listeners, get rid.
What would you have instead of buddleia?
Lovely clematis.
Yes, quite.
Or a
quite
wisteria.
Do you get winter flowering clematis?
Oh, I don't think I do have a winter flowering clematis. If there is one, I want it because I'm not aware of one.
Winter beauty.
Winter beauty. We'll have to get you one. Yeah.
That might get you in the garden in winter.
Yeah, any excuse. Because it is, I was saying this, I would love just maybe 30% of the plants that grow and flower in the summer to just do it later. Because it just makes things so much easier in the winter, wouldn't it? Because you're stuck with, what are the little ones with dark leaves that have got like...
Are sort you of cyclamen cocoons?
Cyclamen, heathers.
But there are winter sweets, there are...
Yeah.
Chimonanthus. There are lots of lovely... You need to go to a winter garden, you know, garden. I think Cambridge has a winter garden.
Okay.
There are some... I'll write you a list and get you inspired.
Because I do. I would love to be out there more in the winter, but I always just think like, oh, I'm just going to stick another cyclamen in, am I? I'm just going by all the cyclamen in the local garden centre and just whack them all in. Yeah, sick of... sick is in the name. We should be aware of that. Yeah.
Do you do any other garden-related... task? Could you make a wreath? Will you have a wreath on your
No, my friend makes a wreath for me every year and they're beautiful. Yeah,
what
they're stunning.
Like?
She makes them to order, but they're she does sort of creatively.
So what is your wreath? Do you see what I mean? Do you have
my
a
wreath,
style?
Yeah, it's classic, a classic style really of, you know, your
holly and ivy.
Your holly and ivy and the little berry things and all the ferny sort of stuff.
When we last met, you were telling me all your fantastic horticultural endeavours you've been doing. Mm. I've just thought of something I think you might enjoy trying.
Yeah.
Grafting mistletoe onto a tree. You could grow mistletoe in your garden.
I'd
that
love
be
that.
Great?
I heard about grafting because there was a podcast I listened to ages ago, which was about guerrilla gardening, where someone grafted a fruiting twig onto a series of non-fruiting trees in their local area, because councils generally only plant non-fruiting things because they don't want to clear up the fruit, basically. And within a few years, all the trees on their road were fruiting and the council were furious and they were thrilled. And I just couldn't believe that that was a thing. I just thought it was so beautiful and a brilliant way to, you know, annoy a council.
Absolutely. But you did tell us about you were trying to grow a lemon tree when we last did a podcast, our last episode. How has your lemon tree endeavour, you were doing it so you could eat lots of lemons, look like Tom Daly. I mean, how is this going? How's the plan going?
Have you heard of the concept of death?
The long sleep?
The long, infinite
the
sleep
pining.
Of death has come to my lemon tree. I tried my best with it and, the stump I think is still out in the garden. I could show it to you. I felt sad about it, so I didn't do anything. But so it's still in its pot, but there's no life in it. But it did do pretty well for a while, but I've never managed to... I see friends of mine who've got these indoor fruiting, you know, and the fruits on them are disgusting, but they're lovely little pockets of bursts of flavour. Mm. And I just have not managed it. And I don't know what I'm doing wrong. I think I overlove things. I water things too much.
You love to death.
I got drunk the other week and I came back because someone had told me putting mineral water in house plants is a good idea. And I'd got some mineral water left over from the restaurant I was in. And I came back with this bottle of mineral water and just like drenching everything in the house in mineral water. And it was quite posh mineral water as well. And these little house plants are like drinking like they're in the Ritz.
Thank you.
Yeah, ridiculous. So, unsuccessful, but, you know, open to tips as always. But
well, I thought maybe we'll start you with a plant. So someone's done all the hard work and you can just keep it going.
Yeah.
But I wondered how many citrus you were aware of, that lemons aren't the only fruit.
Oh.
Would you like to...
Well, limes.
Limes, but...
Do you like satsumas count as a citrus?
Yeah, they do.
So oranges, satsuma, clementine...
There's more. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Are you ready to play Rate My Lemon?
that's what we're going with? Rate My Lemon.
We're going to go with Rate My Lemon. And I got the horticultural link.
I hope there's a jingle going to be placed over this.
we'll have to get Sam, we'll have to get our podcast team
I'll
to
come
do
up
it.
With one.
So the Citrus Centre very kindly sent me a package for you
there's
to
not
try.
There's not a place called the Citrus Centre.
So... I'm going to start off with, this is a Tahiti lime. So this is the lime you can buy in the shops. Okay. So we're starting.
I don't think they need a centre for that. I don't think they
but
need...
this is going to be your control, okay?
Okay, careful of your thumb is... there. And am I just eating this raw?
I just want you to have a smell because a smell, I okay. think this is going to be stronger than what you do buy in the supermarket because that's why a lot of us grow our own fruit and veg.
That is so
can
nice.
Can you imagine
isn't
the
it?
Cocktails you can make if you grew your own lime successfully?
Could you cut like a sort of do you want to have quarter? Just what I want to taste it, yeah.
This is just rubbing it in that you killed your lemon tree, though, isn't it? It's like
yeah.
what you could have.
This is triggering. You should have given me a trigger warning.
If you were good at growing citrus.
Mm.
Have I got any fun facts for you? Seedless fruit.
Yeah, there's no...
That's a reason to grow a
it's not the
lime.
Juiciest lime.
No, but some of these might not be quite ripe. I just said, can you send me some stuff? So
right.
Some of these might, you know, it probably would get juicier.
So they went, oh, Miranda's on again. Just send her all the tat we've got.
Send her all the stuff that's fallen on the floor.
Yeah, yeah.
A great starter plant, a great alternative fruit for gin and tonics, and excellent in Mexican beer.
Oh, well, I like do like a Mexican beer.
All right, I've started you with something
well,
easy.
I enjoyed that.
Good.
That's nice. I'll put it to there so we don't get confused. Whoa.
This is a Eustace limequat, similar to Lakeland limequat, but rounder. So it's a cross between a lime and a kumquat, producing delicious, spicy, small yellow fruit.
It's like a small lemon, I would say.
It's like
the same
lemon.
Same color as a lemon.
Cross between a kumquat.
And it smells lemony to me. That smells lemony.
Is it spicy?
Does it say it's spicy?
Mm, hang on. Spicy, small, yellow fruit.
Oh, wow.
That's nice, isn't it? I'm going to have to get selective here, because honestly, I'm going to leave you all this to play. Keep playing Rate My Lemon later. But
well, what's amazing about that is it's very zesty, that. I can't remember what a kumquat is, but I thought kumquat was sweeter than that.
I think so. I think they're quite soft and orangey, aren't they?
Mm. They're right. There's a bit of spice on the end as well. See? That's really cool. So that's the Eustace limequat.
This is us thinking with Saturday morning kitchen now. So this is, I've cut it in half now. This is a Buddha's hand. So we're getting more surreal now, aren't we?
Whoa.
And I don't think it's quite ripe because it should be juicier. But you can have a look and a sniff.
So that looks like a kind of cross between a pumpkin and a lime, I would say.
It's got the sort of indents, hasn't it, of a pumpkin. It's very pretty. A most extraordinary fruit. Each segment is completely surrounded by its own skin, giving the appearance of fingers.
Ugh.
It's used in China and Japan for perfuming rooms and is a symbol of wealth and happiness. Okay, I'm spoiling you now.
Whoa.
Are you ready for citrus caviar?
Yes, I am.
I told you this was going to get funny.
Yeah. These look like when you're growing cucumbers in the early stages. No, it looks more like a fat green pepper.
Yes, exactly. A fat green pepper. But
this
gherkin-y.
Is a citrus.
Yes.
It's a lime. That's
an
amazing.
An Australian
finger lime.
And wait till I cut it open. Again, this might not be quite right because bless them.
Oh, yes, they describe it as like a small gherkin. Exactly right.
Looks like a small gherkin. But I think the reason why it's called caviar inside is because the little juicy bits are really, really
wow.
small.
Wow.
So I'm getting my fingers all over that. Shall I cut it again so you
don't
have
worry.
To... Hey, it's Christmas.
It's Christmas. This is the best Christmas ever.
I'm sure I eat loads of food that has people's hands all over it at Christmas. Huh?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh. That's gone on the floor.
That's okay. It was cleaned recently, as you can tell from the squeak.
Oh, bless you, Joe.
Hang on. Right, so this is... Whoa, they are beautiful.
Have that one in your mouth, maybe. That
I'm going to just put this one in my mouth. I don't mind.
You can have a dirty lime.
I'll have a dirty lime.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. That's sour, isn't it?
Whoa.
So if you were going to grow an Australian finger lime, you would have citrus caviar, little pop. It's like little pops, aren't they?
They're amazing.
The fruit is like a small gherkin in shape and filled with what's been described as citrus caviar. Makes a satisfying pop when eaten.
That's stunning. Right. I love how, yeah, it is caviar-y, isn't it?
I'm going to do one more before we move on because I've got a game. This is called an ugly.
This looks like we're playing the bulls now. Look at the size of that. Okay, that is the size
do you want
of.
To describe it?
What is that the size of? It's bigger than an orange. Is that one of those melons? What are the melons that are that size?
Oh, like a honeydew melon kind
it's
of size.
It's a honeydew melon size. It looks testicular, is the word I'd use.
Yes, so it's a natural hybrid, this honeydew melon size shape sort of grapefruit, isn't it? A natural hybrid thought to be a grapefruit crossed with a mandarin, large knobbly fruit. The variety was discovered in Jamaica in 1914. Traditionally eaten like a grapefruit, it's peeled and eaten like an orange. The flavour and texture is uniquely rich.
Wow.
The story of the name, the ugly.
Tangio, I can guess.
is steeped in myths.
Oh, okay.
But the one that keeps popping up is a plantation owner in Jamaica walks into a kitchen, plonks a large fruit on the table. His cook takes one look at it and explains, that's one ugly fruit.
Yeah.
Right? Should we give it a... Should we cut it open?
Yeah, it's... The texture's fascinating.
I feel like mojitos, shouldn't we? I mean, it's a lot of citrus going on.
There is a lot of citrus, yeah, yeah. Not a lot of sweet. It's got a kind of memory foam feel to it. Maybe and that's what they... Whoa!
I haven't done... You meant to peel it, didn't they?
Wow.
Oh, gosh, look, it's soft.
Wow.
So...
Hang on, I've got two hands, so I'll let you do this. Could you peel me a piece, please? I feel like I'm in the bougiest Waitrose.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah.
When they do free samples.
Yeah, yeah. Have you tried a new exotic fruit? It's $8,000.
I'm called ugly.
Yeah. Wow.
It has got seeds, this.
Yeah, so it's very orangey in terms of like...
It smells great. It's got a really nice fresh sort of smell.
Mmm.
Oh my goodness.
Are you trying to tell me I could grow that in my house?
Yeah. Well, okay, I'm guessing that might need a bit more space.
Mm. It's like a tree, isn't it?
Though, your next house, your next...
Yes. When I sell my soul and do an advert for some sort of...
Citrus.
when I get taken in by big citrus.
Before I put them away, to bring Rate My Lemon to an end, which has been your favourite?
The finger one with the caviar is really cool. And I like
that's
the...
I like that it's called caviar.
Yeah.
Is that just giving me bias kind of luxury vibes?
Well, that's it. I think the name... And the flavour's really cool. The problem with that one is it's not that interesting to look at unless you know it's a lime.
Maybe we need two.
So that one, flavour-wise, great. But then... That little lime one, little lemony one.
Yes.
Was the most flavoursome. And I'd love to watch my cat eat one of those.
I think that was the lime quat.
Mm.
Right. Well,
all amazing.
I will leave you with them to make the most wonderful cocktails later for your Christmas
Thank you. Yeah.
Drinks.
Yeah.
Are you ready to hear the rules of the Big Fat Gardener's World quiz?
Yes.
Okay. So the rules are... I've got 9 questions. Some are about plants, some about gardens, some about Monty. And if you get one right, you get a
gift.
A gift.
From Santa's
Don't look,
tote.
Don't look.
From Santa's
from
tote.
From Santa's tote. So I went in the basement at BBC Gardeners World magazine and I found some archived readers' gifts and things. So they're priceless. So it's important I do warn the readers, you cannot buy these.
Wow, okay.
They're from...
So it's tats that you found in the back office, is what you're telling me. That's the spirit of Christmas, and I approve.
But I thought also, to make it more testing, because if you've done this game at Christmas where you get one present, if you don't like it, you can swap it with another one. What do you call that? There's a name for that game, isn't there?
Yes. I did it with my family. I ended up with a sword. I've got an actual sword. It's like a blunt sword, but
For the lemons and the limes.
It would have, yes. I should have bought
impressive.
The sword, yeah.
So you can... You'll get one prize, and if you get another question right, you can swap it.
Okay.
So you only get to keep one gift.
Right.
So make sure, you know, it's what you want.
I see, okay. But
it's
I have to get the questions right first.
Right. Okay, are you ready for the first question?
Yeah.
What is the name of plants, or given to the name of plants, that retain their leaves in winter? What are they known as?
Evergreen.
Yeah, I mean, that's easy, isn't it? Okay. That's a nice, easy one. So I'll start you off with... A gardener's world trowel.
Yes, look at that.
So
that
Reader, he's got a plastic trowel. He's got a measure.
Look,
you can measuring and you'll be envy of your neighbours with your garden BBC Gardener's World magazine trowel there. So
I mean, if I saw that in a shop, it would definitely be on the lower end of the recommended retail price, I would say. But lovely Gardener's World logo on it.
You could, you know.
Nice sort of thumb grip there, if you're really... But I wouldn't trust it with...
I like that someone's thought to add a thumb grip.
Yes.
I think it's very thoughtful.
Yeah,
they don't
very
always
thoughtful.
Have thumb grips, do they?
Yeah.
Right, next question. What is the vigorous climber that requires pruning twice a year?
Ooh, vigorous climber. So I'm thinking of climbers that I know. There's some climbing roses, but they're not that vigorous if I know anything
vigorous.
About
it. And twice a year.
In my personal garden, the most vigorous climber is the wisteria. And so I'm going to guess at wisteria.
Yeah, it's a bit. I knew you had a wisteria, so I've made it a bit easy.
Technically, I don't. It's the neighbours.
It's the neighbours, and it's been that vigorous.
It's vigorous.
Come
it's
over.
Come over. Yeah.
Can you name the months that you need to prune it?
I'm pruning it all year round, basically. But you probably
you don't get flowers.
Yeah,
either.
Maybe you want to prune it early spring, so sort of March time.
I'll tell you the cheat, the way to remember. We call it the two J's. So it hasn't got to be spot on, but if it's about January and July,
great,
you'll remember that now.
So if I prune it flowers, now,
yep.
That, is that a problem?
Wait till January, and you just give it a little trim back to help you get the flowers. And then come next July, cut it harder back to sort of two or three buds.
Right.
Because you end up with too much green. You want more flowers and less green.
What about a new wisteria? Because I've got a small one in there. Should that be pruned as well, or should I just let that do what it wants to do?
A little bit of both.
Right.
I wouldn't be as harsh on it.
Yeah.
But you do want to help encourage the flowers.
Okay.
But when you buy wisteria, try and buy one that is in flower ready, because they can take 7 years or something to flower. So you might be investing. Anyway, you win another prize. Wow. So.
So I've got to decide whether I want to swap
the gloves.
The Gardener's World gardening gloves.
Or
durable, flexible gloves, ideal for weeding and planting. Size medium.
Oh.
So they might be a little small for
might win this one.
Giant hands. but it's a nitrile coated palm, which I've never heard of before. I actually get through gardening gloves because you tear them here and there and whatever. And I've got a trowel that I'm happy with. So I'm going to swap.
I'm going to take that.
Please,
hat, then.
Noel.
Anyway, I'm keeping the trowel.
I called you Noel then, like, because I thought it was a sort of deal or no deal style thing. But
well, we can go. I can do Noel.
Noel. There we go.
Call me Noel.
Very nice.
Call me Noel.
Very nice.
Whereabouts in the UK is Monty's Garden? So we're going for a shear. A something sheer.
Oh, no.
Oof. We got you now. See, I thought you loved Monty. I had you down.
No, he's a rival.
Oh, of course, now he is. Now you've got all your knowledge.
I can't watch him because I'm so jealous.
Maybe he feels you're a rival.
Well, you should. I'm nipping at his
But maybe he'll start doing stand-up and, you know, then you'll be in trouble, right?
Yeah, I would love to see Monty do some stand-up.
So any guess? Do you want to have a guess? Where, roughly?
So it's a sheer. Let's say Hampshire.
Began with H. Herefordshire.
Oh, that's not far from here.
No, you can go visit.
I'll pop over.
Longmeadow.
Salt is borders. Take that, Monty.
He doesn't mean that, Monty.
I don't mean it.
Kidding.
I don't mean it. Yes, it's just a joke.
Which style of planting takes its name from a favourite Italian dish?
Which style of what planting?
Planting. It's a bulb planting. It takes its name from a famous Italian dish.
Oh, I did one on Gardener's World. It's a bulb lasagna.
Woo!
Yes.
Okay, okay.
I really loved my bulb lasagna as well. It came out very well.
Should we?
Whoa, what is this?
Joe is now holding. You have to describe it for the listeners, what you've
got. So it's a sort of leatherette style clutch. The Gardener's World magazine clutch. And you open it up. Oh, look at that. That is. It's a travel pouch, I'd say. There's
travel
a
travel wallet.
It's a travel wallet. There's a section for tickets, passport, documents.
International man of mystery.
Yes.
Aren't you?
Other. And then there's a zip here for currency, it says. Boarding pass there. What a lovely thing.
Do you not
thing.
Feel like your current wallet has been lacking somewhat now you've seen?
I mean, that is an extraordinary thing, isn't it?
This is going to be a hard decision,
wow.
Right?
Wow.
And it's branded. It's got
the Gardener's World
logo on it.
Yeah,
can you imagine
so it's a
flashing
travel...
that at the airport, like getting that
I
out?
Sort of love it, you know.
Thought you might.
But it's the sort of thing that I'd pull out once and then everyone would go, you're right, Joe.
Yeah.
And then I'd say, oh.
It's quite big as well.
So I recorded this podcast, it's Gardener's World, and I had to answer questions about Monty Don in order to... I had to swap out. I mean, I chose that over the gloves. And
you have to explain a lot. Mm. You know, when they ask you questions and check that you're okay, it'd be one of those, wouldn't it? You might get searched.
It's got a lovely, it's lovely. Sort of quite similar texture to the ugly citrus, I'd say.
It's got a soft pillowy texture.
It's got a soft pillowy texture.
What's it going to be?
I'm sticking with the gloves.
Sticking with the gloves.
Sticking with the gloves.
Thank you, name.
What an amazing! I didn't realize
that we had.
I need
such
to subscribe to Gardener's World magazine. I didn't realize you get all this stuff.
You'll like this one. Gardening activities for an hour, including weeding.
Yeah.
Burn off as many calories as you got three options here. Okay.
Oh, okay.
A medium-sized baked potato, an apple, or a whole chocolate cake. So, if you're in the garden for an hour, what, you know, how many calories equivalent have you burnt off? I mean, I don't mean you.
Yeah,
your
yeah.
average
your
gardener.
Your average gardener.
But that's not a diss.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm less than average as a gardener. So I always get disappointed by, like, when I go for a swim, I've got this watch that tells me how many calories I've done. And I feel like I've done a massive swim. And it's like, you burned off 4 calories. So I think it's the apple.
You know what? I was going to say you're wrong, but it probably is right for you. You probably do burn a 90-calorie apple.
Right.
An average gardener is 300 calories as the baked potato.
But I'll give you that.
Well, I will give you
no,
that.
No, thank you, because I do. My average gardening session is like a small bit of
because
adding some seeds.
Right, because it's Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's really generous of you.
Big guns.
Whoa!
Will you describe this for the listeners, what you're holding?
This is the Gardener's World barometer and thermometer. Indoor or outdoor barometer with a built-in thermometer.
Don't mention the price. Yes, this used to be a gift option in a well-known shop.
That's extraordinary. I mean, not a bad price, I'd say.
It's a little bit dusty.
It's a bit dusty, but it's beautifully made. Oh, there's lovely fonts on there, I'd say.
It does say Gardener's World on it.
It's in an attractive warm grey finish casing. And
do you have
it's
one
fully
of these?
Weather resistant.
Do you use a barometer and thermometer in your garden?
I use a thermometer in the greenhouse, and I bought a barometer, but I didn't know what to do with it. So what do you do with it?
It sort of tells you the pressure, doesn't it? So it gives you an idea, rain, change or fair. But they're pretty old school.
What does change or fair mean?
So rain means rain.
Yeah.
Fair means good, right?
Right, change is like...
Yeah.
So
changeable could be either.
So if it's really far down on the left, it's throwing it down. And on the right, it's really sunny, basically.
Which you could...
You could just look in the sky,
but
I suppose.
I think the idea, and I am not a scientist, is the idea it's measuring the pressure. So it's giving you an idea of what's sort of coming.
I see. According to this, the temperature in this room's a little cold. I'm sorry.
It might not work.
Put the heating on.
It might not work. That is the other disclaimer. So as your next Christmas quiz.
I've just seen this is a production sample for approval, dated 2012.
What's it going to be? The barometer
and
or the
gloves? And I can change the weather if I shake it.
What's it going to be, Joe?
I'm going to stick with the gloves.
Right, next question. Monty and his wife Sarah had a creative business in the 80s. Why is that funny?
Just it's funny that I'm answering questions about Monty Tom. At Christmas.
At Christmas.
Sometimes I do wonder. How's my life ended up?
This is the big fat Gardener's World quiz.
Yeah, yeah, of course, of course.
You'll have stories for later.
Yes.
Had a creative business in the 80s. What was it?
I mean, I don't know what it is, so my mind is whirring with completely inappropriate possibilities.
Some of it's in the V&A.
Ooh! Is it like gardenware?
No, it's not.
Nothing gardening.
Nothing related to gardening.
A creative business.
Yeah. So they were selling stuff.
Products, yeah, yes. Yeah. Like a homeware thing, like a...
I'm going to do, because it's Christmas, I'm going to
jewellery. Earrings.
Fashion and jewellery.
Wow.
And it was Stockton Harrods and Liberty, supposedly, and Harvey Nichols. I mean, I was around. We were both around in the 80s, but we don't remember it very well.
No, I don't. Monty Don's earrings. I'd love to see them. I'm sure they're really useful. Yeah, I'll have to go to the V&A, yeah.
I will give you that.
That's really cool. Oh, that's sweet.
Will you describe what this prize option is?
Oh, that's so sweet. It's a wind-up radio with torch. This is the sort of thing my nan would have loved, I'm sure, when she was out in the garden. So, yes, you've got an AM, FM, self-powered radio, and a little torch on the end. And, yeah, I presume you just give it a little winding.
Yeah.
A little wind, and
there's
then you can
quite,
listen to it. There's something really...
off the grid about that, isn't there?
Yeah.
Like, no one's going to, you know, Instagram
I feel like,
notifications.
Yeah, nuclear war, that could be really useful. That's Gardener's World trademark and BBC, licensed by BBC Worldwide Limited, BBC 1996.
That could be in the V&A.
That could be in the V&A. It's actually really nice.
Well, I think I know what you're going to go with then.
Yeah, I'm swapping it out. The gloves are old news because that's got a really...
That's quite special, isn't
it? It looks a little bit like there's some sort of tobacco damage to it. Like someone's been smoking. Like, did you see the discoloration?
In our office. Yes, no, it's a very almost kind of. Well,
I'm sure it's not like it in
brownie,
your office now,
greeny.
But it might have been in '96 when this was produced.
It's almost kind of welly colour, not quite green enough, but it's that kind of gardener's gear colour, isn't it?
I like
it?
That a lot, yeah.
And it's got a. What do you call this? Like a tag handle?
A lovely bright yellow strap.
Right. Question number 7.
Yeah.
The spice saffron comes from which flower?
Oh, I don't know. Saffron. Oh, that's annoying. I'm going to guess.
Think what saffron looks like. I actually can't think
what it looks like. Is it like a browny colour?
It's sort of quite bright red, isn't it? Or kind of golden-y red.
Oh, yes, it is. Yeah. I'm terrible with spices and knowing different spices.
You live in Birmingham, which is terrible. It's wonderful.
I'm not good at cooking with spices.
So it's sort of red. I'm probably getting this quite wrong, but it's sort of the filamenty bit of a flower.
What's red?
I mean, think about the size of, you know, does that help? It's a bulb.
Oh.
I've actually, as it's Christmas, Joe, I've actually brought you some bulbs of it.
So some sort of allium or something. No, it's not an allium. Alliums aren't red.
Crocus.
Is it crocus?
It's a type. It's a species of crocus.
Wow.
And I've got you some bulbs, so you can...
make my own saffron.
Make your own saffron.
That's amazing.
I mean, this is going to be very bougie around here once you're growing all your own exotics.
Where does turmeric come from?
From turmeric.
Oh, is that called a root?
I'm lovely and friendly, aren't I? Did you enjoy the patronising reply?
Turmeric, obviously. Basil? That basil?
You can grow lemongrass.
Cumin? They're seeds, aren't they?
Cumin is seed, yeah.
Yeah.
I might give you a couple of options because I'm running out of questions. We've got loads of prizes.
Oh, God. Oh, look. Okay, so these
are... I've kind of got one for your mum, maybe, as well.
Oh, that's very sweet.
Because you do lots of important notes and you write.
Yes, it's a Gardener's World notepad. Thumb marks in it. Which is, God, yeah.
There is matching pencils as well.
That's really sweet.
I think when you're taking down a big organisation, you could get your garden as well.
No back cover, literally.
It has got a back cover. It's shiny. There's no picture on it, but it's got no print work
on the back cover. They're very sweet.
I don't think you're going to go for it, though.
No, I think the radios.
Even with that.
Oh, the Gardener's World magazine pencil. Gosh, I didn't realise how much tat you all produced.
We are very fond of our...
tat, yeah.
Have I got any more questions? Right, yes, I do. Don't look at the answers. Sorry, don't cheat. So Monty has several dogs.
Yeah.
What are the three that you're most likely to see on the telly?
Oh, but he's got more than three.
Oh, he does. You need to listen to some of our previous podcast episodes.
My God.
We give away this kind of information, or Monty describes his dogs. And listeners, I hope you're all having a go at these questions.
I'm sorry I've not listened to the previous Monty episodes.
This would be nice to listen to after Christmas dinner, wouldn't it? When you're sat down, sort of bored of everyone.
Just do the Gardener's World quiz on.
Can you name any of Monty's dogs?
Clive? Gary?
You struggle with this, aren't you?
Keith?
No.
Brenda?
And I'm going to show you what you could have won.
Robbie? Whoa. Oh, you're pulling out the big guns now, aren't you?
So this, for listeners, is the Gardener's World magazine, BBC Gardener's World magazine.
Fleece. Zip-up fleece.
I mean, in the garden, if you're out gardening, in this...
people are going to lose their minds. What size is it?
And I got you a big one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah.
Can I try it on?
Yeah, of course you can. You couldn't name his dog, so I don't know. I'm not sure.
Oh, no.
How? Mind the candle. Mind the Christmas... We can have a lovely, be very toasty. Can you imagine going up in flames in a Gardener's World fleece?
It might be the best thing I've ever seen. Wow.
Do you think we should let you have it anyway?
It fits
like a glove. Hang on.
Oh, no, don't check the pockets because it's gone.
Well, there is something in the pocket. What's that?
It's paracetamol.
There's some paracetamol in the pocket. It looks old paracetamol
as well, isn't it? You need this at Christmas because it's
not paracetamol. It's cocodamol. It's like heavy going painkillers. That's wonderful. But there's like toggles inside the pocket.
What do the toggles do?
Is that to like attach stuff to? That's so funny that there's hardcore pills in it. I love this fleece.
I thought you would.
I'm obsessed with this fleece.
You can have it. It's Christmas.
Thank you so much. This is the best Christmas ever. No, I don't want a T-shirt. Get rid of the T-shirt. I want to see it.
It's all about the fleece.
Get it out of my house.
It's all about the fleece, isn't it? What have I got?
I can now split my life into two distinct parts, pre and post Gardener's World fleece. I'm so happy in this fleece.
And AF.
Yeah. before Fleece?
241 Garden Guides.
Yeah, why not?
I thought one from for you, one year? For your mum. This is for this
72.
Year.
72.
If I've got one for your mum, she doesn't have to go with you then.
That's
two
true.
For one.
Yeah.
So you can enjoy
great.
That.
Lovely.
So that has been the BBC Gardeners World Magazine Big Fat Quiz. How do you feel? I mean, you've stolen the top prize.
Well, how many did I get right?
I wasn't counting.
I wasn't good on Monty's history, but I thought it was about gardening, not about... I didn't realise it was the Monty Don podcast.
For those counting, I didn't ask you number 9, but that was where's BBC Gardeners World Live held, and we kind of covered that.
It's been an extraordinary experience. I didn't know about all the Gardeners World merch, and I'm... really into
it's
all
not
of it.
Available, it's not for sale. You're going to get sale. Listeners excited, they're going to be so jealous.
So this fleece you not would have got if you'd subscribed
maybe
to the magazine
or something, or maybe it was for people working at the event. I don't actually know the
well,
but
whoever
it's legit.
Was wearing it was in considerable pain.
they might have
whoever
working.
Last had this had some sort of back issue. And I'm very happy to take it off their hands.
So having won, how does success feel, Joe?
Feels great. I'm going to take a couple of those painkillers. We're going to have a great time.
Have a very Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you very much to all the gardeners of the world.
Thanks for listening to the BBC Gardeners World Magazine podcast. Subscribe now wherever you get your podcasts and never miss an episode. If you've enjoyed this episode, please tell others about it and rate us in your podcast provider app.